All right, you beautiful people. How is it going? Back on the EAEM podcast. I think it's episode 8, possibly, on the second season, series 2. Back, bigger, better, uncut, with a wee bit of zest. Understanding new things. I have to apologize, and Jason, I'm really, really sorry that the podcast has been a couple of days late. I was pretty busy over the weekend. I have my little boy, and I was at my mum's, and what was I doing on Friday? Oh yeah, I went and got my haircut. So I went and got my haircut, and then I went and done some other bits of Bob's, and then I needed to go get a little junior. And when I got him, we kind of like got some food and just chilled out Friday, really. But normally I would do the episode on Friday, so it didn't work out like that because I was so busy. And then I was meant to do it on Sunday, but it didn't work like that either. Just checking my fish tank to see where my snail is, but he's at the back. I found him. I feel pretty disappointed in myself, but I'm not beating myself up about it either, because that would lower my vibration, and I don't want to do that. But I was trying. So this morning when I got up, it was like I've got nothing left. I've got no green. So I'll just stop. And this is what I was like to myself in the morning. Right, I'll just stop. I'll be fine. No problem at all. And it gets to about 12 o'clock, and my mind's kind of like, we're gonna possibly see about getting a little bit, and I'm like, no, like, I need to behave. And I got to about 2 o'clock, and then I'm texting to get. I felt well bad about myself afterwards, but it's obviously just not time to stop just yet. And I know that I'll do it when the time comes. I would just like it would just be like, no, this isn't for me anymore, and I will just stop. But today obviously wasn't that day. But yeah, as I said, I'm not gonna beat myself up about it because that is what they want us to do. They want us to be in a low vibration, so that we beat ourselves up. It's been pretty mental, actually. Like, I've been meditating now non-stop, like, for a month now, is it? Over a month? Is it not like the 16th of May that I started? I think so. I'm gonna need to go and check. As you can probably tell, I don't have anything planned for this episode. It's just gonna be me speaking to myself again in my living room, blabbing away. But yeah, some people seem to like it, so happy days are. Right, let's have a look. Where was I? So, May. Holy bejesus. Yep, it was. The 16th, yeah, so I was right. was the 14th. So yes, it has been. So let's have a look. So the 16th was a Monday. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, so this is my 5th week of doing it. And it's been pretty mental. I've had some pretty mental realizations. Like, I mean, I always remember hearing when my mate, like, before I had my spiritual awakening, like, thank God there was only like a little bit. But can like I remember my mate saying to me, you know, like, oh, but you're not your thoughts. And I remember thinking to him, you know, like, or like just thinking to myself, you know, like, what the hell is he talking about? You're not your thoughts. Like, that's just it's just like total mumbo jumbo pish. And yeah, like I think thinking that, like, saying this type of things to people who haven't been spiritually awakened, who aren't mindful or aren't meditating daily, like, this kind of stuff that's coming out of my mouth sounds like proper, you know, like you're just an absolute weirdo. It's almost like you sound religious, basically. Like, the things that come out your head and everything like that, or out your mouth, it's just, yeah, it sounds religious. And you try and push people onto it. Like, I watched something actually on TikTok, and it was saying that can, like, oh no, it wasn't. It was the book that I'm reading just now. And it was talking about how the Bible is basically talking about mindfulness and the spiritualness and all that kind of stuff, but it's just been misinterpreted. And it was going on about when Jesus goes and see them, and it's something about the oil, and they put like oil on his feet, and then these two people, like, they don't have enough oil, but it's meaning more like, I wonder if I've got the book and I can just fight, because I read this not that long ago. Because if I can find this, then that would be good. Wonder if I can search. This is going to be pretty bad because I'm going to be like trying to scroll through this. Ah, damn it. I should have marked my space. Should I? All right, that was. Oh, God. Nope, that's not helping me on him. All right, here we go. Nope. Right, okay, here we go. This might help me a bit better. And because it is really, really good. The book that I'm reading just now is Eckhart Tolle's The Power of Now. And it's been absolutely amazing. I've got something that I highlighted. Once a mind pattern, an emotion, or reaction is there, accept it. You were not conscious enough to have a choice in the matter. That's not a judgment, just a fact. If you had a choice or realized that you do have a choice, would you choose suffering or joy, ease or unease, peace or conflict? Which is wild, too. That made me smile. That's obviously why I've got that. Yeah, like this, I can't believe that I'm not gonna be able to find it. Or I would need to go deadly silent, and then that wouldn't be such a great fucking podcast. Because I would be silent. Right. I'll find it again. And then when I'm not doing the podcast, I will, I just need to get back on the page that I was actually at. Right, but yeah, I'll go and have a look when I'm not on the podcast. Oh, I suppose I could always pause it and I could go and have a look. Yeah, that's what I'll do. I'll stop this now. Okay, so I found it. So it says, be like a servant waiting for the return of the master, says Jesus. The servant does not know at what hour the master is going to come, so he stays awake, alert, poised, still, lest he misses the master's arrival. In another parable, Jesus speaks of the five careless, unconscious women who do not have enough oil, consciousness, to keep their lamps burning, stay present, and so miss the bridegroom, the now, and don't get to the wedding feast, enlightenment. These five stand in contrast to the five wise women who have enough oil, stay conscious. Even the man who wrote the gospel did not understand the meaning of this parables. So the first misinterpretations and distortions crept in as they were written down. With subsequent Irenaeus interpretations, the real meaning was completely lost. These are parables not about the end of the world, but about the end of psychological time. They point to the transcendence of the egoic mind and the possibility of living in an entirely new state of consciousness. So I feel like I should probably read. So right, okay, and it's right, so it says the historic meaning of waiting. In a sense, the state of presence could be compared to waiting. Jesus used the analogy of waiting in some of his parables. This is not the usual bored or restless kind of waiting that is a denial of the present and that I spoke about already. It is not a waiting in which your attention is focused on some point in the future and the present is perceived as an undesirable obstacle that prevents you from having what you want. There is qualitatively different, no, qualitatively different kind of waiting. One that requires your total alertness. Something could happen at any moment, and if you are not absolutely awake, absolutely still, you will miss it. This is the kind of waiting Jesus talks about. In this state, all your attention is in the now. There is none left for daydreaming, thinking, remembering, anticipating. There is no tension in it, no fear, just alert presence. You are present with your whole being. With every cell of your body in that state, the you that has a past and a future, the personality, if you like, is hardly there anymore. And yet, nothing of value is lost. You are still essentially yourself. In fact, you are more fully yourself than you ever were before. Or rather, it is only now that you are truly yourself. And then it goes into it'd be like a servant waiting for the return of your master. So, I've been doing this, but then there's another bit, like it talks about that in the book where it says that if you notice that you're doing it, then that's a good thing. If you can notice that, I will hold on a second, I'm not in the present moment because I'm caught in a thought, and this is what I've been doing all through work, like last week and this week as well, is that I've been doing a lot of sanding and grinding down and like grinding down this like polyfiller kind of stuff and grinding it down. And so I mean it's quite repetitive, so kind of when you're there you're not really there, which I've noticed now is like you're constantly thinking about something, or you're constantly going through something in your head, or like that kind of thing. And so I've every time that I notice that I'm on a thought, then I bring myself back in the present moment, and it's mental doing it. Like when I first started doing it, I could only do it for like a couple of seconds, and then my thoughts would start creeping in back in again, and then I would be on a thought again. But since I've been becoming more aware of myself doing it, so every time I catch myself doing it, I'll bring myself back into the present moment. And it's really difficult. Like, I mean, I think I'm only getting about 4 or 5 seconds now instead of like 1, 2. And in the book, it was saying as well that kind of like that not many like people that like experience it just for like short little blasts, and like they won't actually know what's happened. Whereas I've been meditating now for like that, what was it, the month, 5 weeks now. This is my 5th week, and the mental clarity in my head is unbelievable. Like, I feel so comfortable with who I am, and with what I'm doing, and comfortable in the way that I speak. And I mean, I've always been really uncomfortable. Like, I've never really been good in social situations, but I find now that I'm a lot more comfortable in those sorts of situations. I can speak. I know what's coming out of my mouth, basically. And it's really difficult to explain. I just feel so much better, so much calmer, more at peace. Doing those Sadhguru meditations as well has been absolutely amazing. I've been told wonders. Like, I would love just to have like a full day where I can go out and just do what I want to do, you know, like be out in nature and sit there and meditate, and then explore around some more, and then sit down and meditate. And like, honestly, if you've not started meditating, just please bring it into your routine. You'd be amazed at what it can do for you. And you'd be amazed at what you feel and what you see. Like, I've had a couple of like epiphanies basically, where kind of like I've realized that I'm not my body, I'm not my mind. And when you meditate, you actually find out who you are. And I could see my eyes were closed, but it was like I went into like the back of my head. It was really weird. And I could see my thoughts kind of like coming up, and it was weird, like really, really weird. It was like, yeah, like was behind my head and I could see my thoughts coming up and I was just the watcher. I wasn't my body, I wasn't mind, I wasn't my thoughts. I was just watching all this happen. And I mean, the guided meditations as well as kind of like brought stuff out of me that I didn't even know that was there. It's helped me along that way. And I mean, as I said in the last episode about having that argument with my boss, I would have never been able to do that before. Probably wouldn't have been able to do it recently either. You know, like I'm all right for talking up for myself now a little bit and stuff like that, but I probably would have just agreed to do the overtime and then moaned about it. Whereas it, because I've been meditating and I was comfortable with who I am and I haven't been lying to myself, well, apart from the stop and smoking weed. But yeah, my exercises, I haven't been lying to myself. I've been getting up, I've been going out and doing it, I've been going out and running. When I run in today, done the 5K. I think I'd done it twice last week. Still been doing my core exercises as well, doing all the planks and everything, which I hope that you've started as well, Jason. After making me do those videos for you. But it's mental as well, actually, because it's a good job that you did get me to do those videos, because I would have never noticed that my arse was too high. And now that I've pulled this down, it definitely feels a lot better. Like, I can totally feel it tensing the muscles when it's meant to be tensing. And I had also seen something, when was it, ages ago, it was something about the way that progression looks like, you know, like on a pie chart, and how we all think that progression should just be like the diagonal line straight up. And that when we start, the progress should just be, you know, like one big straight line that we should get our results the way that we want it, basically. But it showed you what actually happens, and it's more curved, and it's like curved down in the bottom. And then once you get past a certain stage, then you start noticing that it starts going up straighter, and you notice more what you've been doing, basically. So I remember that I took that photo, the progress photo, like last week or something, I can't really remember, but I took that progress photo and I was disheartened by it. And a lot of people probably would have gave up then, although there's no point in doing this because I'm not seeing any, like, I'm just looking exactly the same, basically. But this week, I've probably started to notice some kind of difference. That's why I was annoyed as well. That's why I kind of wanted to come off as well, because I keep on getting a buddy munchies. I keep on thinking to myself, like what would it be any better if I wasn't eating all this crap? Because I mean, I'm still fasting and everything like that. I've still got, like, I've got my 4 hour eating window. The fact that I'm not eating anything during the day, the fact that I'm still not eating bread or anything like that, like, so it's not stodgy type things. And then I'm having a few, like, it's pretty bad. Like, my munching can get pretty bad. So yeah, it's like loads of packets of crisps and yogurts and fucking biscuits and shit like that. And fucking, yeah, like that's why I keep on thinking, it's like, what would be happening? Like, would it be better if I wasn't eating all that crap? But then you only live once, don't you? Well, you don't only live once. because we get reincarnated again and again. And we keep on coming back to see if we've learned the lessons that we are here to find to pass. I hope I'm passing some lessons this time. I feel like I am. And if I can get this present moment thing where I can stop myself thinking, it's mental when I'm meditating now though, because I can stop thinking now for like a good 6, 7 minutes, and then I'm back on to there's thoughts going around. But then the other morning when I meditated on my bed and I was the watcher and I could see it happening, and that was weird. I haven't got to that stage again. I've had a few times where I think my hands are closing. I get the pins and needles kind of like all around my hands. And then I've had like the really nice, like warm feeling that you get. Me and my mate have talked about it as well. And you get like this really like warm sensation in your stomach, and it's like you just feel at peace basically. It's like really, really nice. Really nice. This is why I keep on like I just want everyone to experience it. I just want everyone to realize that life isn't so bad. Like if you're constantly chasing things, then yeah, it's like you're never gonna be happy. And I think that's it, that I've learned that we've only got the present moment. There's no point in thinking what's gonna be happening, and because you really don't know. Just focus on right now, because right now is all that you've got. And if you are constantly thinking that the next thing that's going to make me happy, or once I get out of here, then that'll make me happy. And no, you've just got to learn to be content. It is what it is. It is out of your control. And if it is in your control and you're still doing something that you don't like doing, then what are you doing? Why are you still doing it? Only you can change it. As mental, once you do start changing it, how much you realize that everyone's going through these things. I think it's quite reassuring once you figure out, or once you realize that everyone has a constant battle in their head daily. Have you not noticed as well that our heads, that the only really bad things, you know, like there might be some bad things that have happened to us, but our heads will make it 10 times worse. And that's why it's nice being able to find myself thinking like that and being like, I'm not in the present moment, and then bringing myself back into the present moment. Because in the present moment, your thought, like, there's no winning for your thoughts, because they're trying to drag you into the future about some conversation that you're not gonna have. Or it's dragging you into the past and you're thinking, well, maybe I should have said that and that, and like it's pointless. Because you've only got right now. If you're thinking about a past conversation, then it's never gonna come back, like, is it? That conversation. Or if you're thinking about people, what's happened in your past, then I can understand that that's tough. But those TikToks that you see that don't dwell on it, because when you dwell on it, then that's when something inside you just pure takes over, and then your head just pure takes over. Exactly as David Goggins says, you need to callous your mind so that those kind of thoughts aren't going to affect you. That's why I've been doing the positivity thing. So my mind's exactly like your mind. I'll say nasty shit about myself all the time. Like I saw my reflection and it was like, oh, you're well fat. And I was like, it's fucking negative as shit. Find two positives. The fact that I just keep on doing that basically. Like, I feel like I'm a happier person. I feel more positive, feel confident within myself because I know that when the shit gets going, then like I'm gonna stand up and fight for myself, like, because I understand that nobody else is. I've got to be my biggest hype man, just like you've got to be your biggest hype man. Also, stop letting your work or your supervisor or whatever, stop letting them fucking intimidate and bully you. Like, I don't know what kind of company you work for or what kind of place they, but yeah, like if there's anybody there who's trying to intimidate and bully you, like then in their narcissistic relationship of getting you to do work where they think they can talk down to you because you've signed a fucking contract, it's like, no. But it's funny because like my manager, like he'll do it to certain people, he'll talk down to certain people because he knows that they're not gonna fucking talk back to him. Basically, looks like he's been bullied, like at school and everything like that. And now that he's got that bit of authority, then like he doesn't really know how to handle it, I don't think. Because he's a really nice guy, really sound, but then I think when shit hits the fan, he doesn't really know how to handle it. He's not comfortable within himself to handle the pressure, basically. He gets very irate and you can see that he kind of like, yeah, he starts sweating about it. Basically, he can't control his temper. I think that's when I had an argument with him, like I just remained calm. I spoke to him calmly, said what I wanted to say, but said it really calmly, and he didn't know how to handle it. But yeah, just the whole workplace environment, just that. I'm above you because I'm a manager mentality. It does my nothing. It's mental, isn't it? Because you think about it and you look at other workplaces where, you know, like you feel like you're a valued member of staff and everything like that, and they're all doing amazing, you know, like their productivity is well better, you know, like all that kind of stuff, and you go to jobs like, I mean, my last job, HydroSafe, was exactly the same, pure bullying, intimidating tactics to get you to do what they wanted you to do, just screaming and shouting at you, like standing over you, making you feel small and all that kind of stuff. And kind of like the bum model is probably a bit better. But like they've still got that kind of tactics and everything like that. And it's just like, nah, like I'm done with that. Like what a nice kind of like family environment where you're not like you understand that you're not all gonna get on, but once you've all said your piece, then it's like you don't come in with a grudge the next morning, like it did, like it's fine. As I said, like my manager, he came in with a grudge like the next couple of days trying to catch me out and stuff like that. And I'm just like, you're a grown man. Just some people. But then the way that I look at it is they're not comfortable within themselves to be just normal. Just, like they think that they've got to show that authority to for people to respect them and everything. It's mental, like I do love thinking about that kind of stuff, about what other people are thinking, the battles that go in their head. And I've still got battles going on in my head. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm not completely there, but I'm glad that I'm more aware of what's happening. That I can come back and be like, right, you're going off on one basically in your head, bring it back. Be in the here and now. Because that is all that we have got. But I am going to sign off, I think. So remember, love big, be happy, appreciate the small things, and be thankful for what you already have and stop focusing on what you don't have. Remember, the aim of the game is to find happiness from within. Start meditating, honestly. It'll do you wonders. Until next time, I love you all. Ciao.